Welcome to another broadcast from Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. If you'd like more information or sermons, visit www.brotherjimshaw.org. Please stay tuned to the end of the broadcast for more contact information. And now, here's Brother Jim Shaw.
You know, none of us have arrived. Myself, I raised 8 children and currently have 22 grandchildren. And if I had to do things all over again, if I had to and had the choice, I'd probably watch some of the companions that my children hung out with. I was somewhat caught, looking back, I was somewhat caught in righteousness, and I wasn't listening to God's word. I thought, since I'm a Christian, well, my kids could hang around non-Christians, and their Christianity will guide them into the Holy Land. I couldn't have been further from the truth, and for all I know, I could have harmed generations. Just sharing that with you. What I'm getting at is, if it's God's word, it's God's word, right? It's not being prideful. It's not being snobbish. It's not being better than somebody else. It's just God's word. And I'm talking about companionship here, who you hang around with. Now, I know the Lord was with sinners. He was with prostitutes, but he wasn't hanging around them just as good buddies. No, he was preaching to them. He was teaching them, just like he would his own apostles. It wasn't a bingo game that he was just hanging around sinners. You know, the sinners knew they were surrounded by righteousness and wanted to be with it. But while we're on this earth, we have to beware. You know, it's hard for us to realize there's only two camps. That's people that know the Lord and people that don't. It sounds judgmental. I get it. It sounds downright rude. I get it. But I don't go by how things sound. I go by truth, right? And if someone does not know the Lord, I don't look at him as a filthy, rotten heathen. I look at the number one as a stranger, and I'm going to love them because I was a stranger. And I'm not going to be a stranger anymore. I've tasted of Christ. But the Lord tells me to remember the strangers, because I was in Egypt at one time too. But I'm to beware. I'm to beware of a stranger, because a stranger is led by a different God. Right? And we're told this in Proverbs 13:20. He that walks with wise men shall be wise, but a companion of fools shall be destroyed. And I've seen this happen. Even just sitting back, I've seen good people, particularly good kids, start hanging around with kids that aren't so good. And you know what? Just like we're told, I believe it's in Amos, that I could have a barrel with 10,000 apples in it. 10,000 good, delicious apples. And if I throw one rotten apple in that drum, all the goodness of those 10,000 apples will never, ever turn that corrupt apple good. It will always, always be the other way around. That one corrupt apple will destroy the 10,000 good ones. This is the world that we're living in, gang. This is the world that we're living in. And take it to heart. Take it to heart. And as I said, be as sly as a serpent. Be in love. You're still not better than anybody else. But beware the companionship, number one, that you have, who you're hanging around. Because all of a sudden, sin will jump on you. Their demons will jump on you. You see this a lot with anger. That you might not even be angry, but you start talking to somebody that's angry, and next thing you know, you're ready to pick something up and throw it through the window. All right? I mean, they jump on you. These are actual evil spirits. They're demons. Yes, and they live in people. Yes. I mean, you know, come on. Christ casted at least 2,000 out of one man. So who knows how many there are? There could be trillions upon trillions. You know, we don't know. But the fact remains, beware of who you call a friend. Beware. And I'm not trying to make a division here, and I'm not trying to put you on a high place, and I'm not trying to put myself on a higher level. In other words, actually, Jesus, through the book of James, tells me if someone comes in my church, one with good attire and one looking like a bum, I'm not supposed to play favorites. No, but I'm talking about spiritual things here. I'm not talking about how they look or how they dress. There might be a young man living in the worst trailer park known to man, but that young man's righteous. That means he's a good companion. But there might be a man living in Hollywood or, you know, Beverly Hills in a mansion, and he's a degenerate, and his fruits are nothing but evil. He's not a good companion. Yes. And you as a parent should be looking out at this for your children. Just being up front. Because I had to learn from my mistakes. And now my children have learned from my mistakes. Because they've seen it. Especially when you have a big family. And for me to have compromised sin would even have been worse. Oh, just bring a little leaven into the house. Bring a little of this into the house. Bring a little of that into the house. Bring the crazy music in the house. Bring the crazy hair in the house. Bring the crazy piercings in the house. No, no. My soul knows what crazy is. Yes, it does. And even the Bible talks about markings of the flesh. Even the Bible talks about the clothing of a woman versus the clothing of a man. Now, I get it. These are all outward conditions, and I'm not going to get hung up on them, but there's still signs. There's still signs. All right, there's still signs. But hold fast, gang, and watch out who you hang out with, because their spirits will try to jump on you, and that's a true statement. And you could see it a lot. And, you know, our whole world, you know, the Lord told us that a true adulterer, which is one in the spiritual realm, his friendship is with the world. In other words, he's a companion of the world, not a companion of God. Even then, it's who are you hanging around with? What are your thoughts designated to? Right? And these are actual things that we have to deal with on a daily basis. This walk isn't make-believe, gang. This walk isn't about sermons. This walk is about actually how you live your life, minute to minute, day to day. It can become so confusing when we think of church as being a building. So confusing when we think of, you know, out of 7 days, 24 hours a day, 1 hour in a building with a clam bake and baked goods. So confusing. No, it's when you wake up at 6 a.m. on a Wednesday morning and you don't want to get out of bed and the voices are talking to you. Or you're talking to your wife or in bed at 9 p.m. and something said that you don't like. All right, we have a chance to put up the shield of faith 24/7. We have an enemy that's trying to kill us 24/7. And I'll read that verse again. I'm trying to find it here. Well, that's the problem dealing with a physical book. This new computer age, everything is in front of you. My book has lost its page. But the fact remains, I know what it says. That a wise man hangs out with wise men, and you'll know people by their companions. And this is a good lesson, people. This is a good lesson, especially for parents or grandparents. Beware of who your children are hanging around with, because the evil spirits don't care. The evil spirits will attack a person in the womb. The evil spirits will attack somebody who's 98 years old. They don't care. Because they want to destroy a soul. Yes, they want to take a soul away. And you parents, you are in charge of your household. You are in charge of your children. And that also means who they're hanging around with. And if you sense mischievous behavior, stomp it out. Stomp it out. Because that heroin addict probably began with one little suck on a cigarette when he was 10 years old. That he found somewhere, maybe even over a friend's house. Or that drunkard that's stumbling around right now that could have started over a buddy's house when he was in seventh grade and he went to a pantry of unbelievers who were getting drunk every night. All right, this is how it is. This is the real world, gang. We're surrounded by evil. It's trying to kill us, steal from us, destroy us all day long. Yes. And I know how the world system is right now. I know about the shots, and I know about the COVID, and I know about Russia, and I know about the mRNA, and I know about possible wormwood, and I know about the chemtrails. I know all this stuff. I don't know it all, but I know of all this stuff. But the fact still remains, your walk with Jesus Christ is second by second, and the devil is trying to knock you off of love. And the first love is the first commandment, to love the Lord with all your heart, mind, and soul. And when he gives you the Holy Ghost, he's going to lead you to righteousness. Therefore, everything in this world is going to try to kill, steal, and destroy and lead you to unrighteousness. Yes. So hold fast, gang. Beware of who you hang around with. Beware of what thoughts you are harboring. We're told to take every thought captive to the obedience of Jesus Christ, casting down all imaginations that exalt themselves against God. So if there's thoughts in your mind of lust, thoughts of your mind about greed, thoughts in your mind about whining and murmuring and complaining, God doesn't want any of them. And if those thoughts are trying to exalt themselves above God, you take them captive. It's a soldier term. It's a military term. You take them captive and you crush and you destroy them. And say, no, Lord, I choose love and forgiveness over revenge. No, Lord, I choose purity and modesty over sexuality and sensuality. This is what we choose. No, Lord, I choose to share and I choose to lend versus a demon of covetousness that wants me to hoard and keep everything for myself. This is how you fight the battle, gang. You're getting attacked by invisible flaming missiles from the enemy all day long. The Lord warns us the evil is sufficient for today. And he tells us in his weapons in Ephesians 6, one of the main weapons is the shield of faith. The shield of faith to avenge all the fiery missiles that are coming flying at you in the form of thoughts. So stand guard. Take guard, be strong, be a soldier, endure the hardship, suffer, because we're told that those that wish to cease from sin are going to suffer in the flesh. Ceasing from sin is suffering in the flesh, because your human nature always wants the wide way, always wants the wide gate, what's comfortable, what's nice, what's pleasing to me and the people around me. That has nothing to do with God. God has nothing to do with this world. It's a condemned place. Our only escape is through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Our only escape is becoming a new creation in Christ, where old things have passed away and all things become new. Our only escape is the second Adam. Not the first one, the second one. The first one got thrown out of the garden. And in his genetics became evil. So much evil that the Lord at one time destroyed the whole world. Destroyed the whole world except for Noah. But now he has given you and I a way of escape through trusting in Christ. Get on your knees. Accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Believe it through faith. Attain the miracle of becoming a new creature, and your life will never be the same. And it's fact, people. It's true. It's true. And the Lord is no respecter of people. If he's done it to one man, he'll do it for you. God bless you all, and amen.
You've been listening to Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. If you would like more information or sermons, we can be reached at www.brotherjimshaw.org. That's www.brotherjimshaw.org, or write to P.O. Box 690492, Vero Beach, Florida. You can also call 717-451-9767. Again, 717-451-9767. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you again next time for another broadcast from Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. To view more messages on Brother Jim's YouTube page, please visit www.brotherjimshaw.org.